This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Before 10, welcome to Ivukubangede Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. That is TNS. It's actually my first time listening to this song, and it's quite amazing. Vumadali, featuring Pixie L Nostello, the DJ on MUT Radio, Ivukubangede Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day. And you know, Guti, today is Thursday. We are getting closer and closer to registration period. We ask Guti, we've been telling you that Mr. Kunene will be joining us in the studio. And I'm Sanje, Mr. Golani Kunene from E Department of Academic Administration. He's the head of department in that department. Mr. Kunene, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate Iskatsako. You know, Guti, Iskatsaspizga Kunu Gwenalis.
Yes, Gujaro.
Yes, thank you so much. I'll ask Kumvelo to assist me there with the mic. But yeah, we really appreciate. Maybe if you can just maybe firstly tell us about the department, academic administration, Uguti. Kutila naangli department like MUT.
Yes, ngibonge tuba. Academic administration udila ngama applications wa ma students afuna ukwenza diploma, bachelor's degree, advanced, postgrad, and masters. Kusho ukuthi bonke abantu abafuna ukufunda mangosuthu ba apply and thina siba link between ama applicants nama departments as MUT. Siphinda futhi sibe responsible for ama documents ama students, ama file nezinto eziphathelene nama qualifications nokunye kwangaphakathi.
Yes. Wow. And I'm pretty sure that year in, year out, you experience a load heavy kakhulu when it comes to applications zase mangosuthu. Tell us more about that and the capacity that you guys have at MUT.
Yes, no, siyabonga. Njalo nje uma kulesikhathi sonyaka nango June siyaye sibe ne-influx yabantu abadinga ulwazi ngoku-applya ngokuthi bathathiwe bangenze njani ukuthi bathathwe.
Yes.
Kodwa-ke uJanuwari uwona ubabhizi kakhulu. Ngokubambisana nama-departments lawa are responsible for ama-qualifications, siyakwazi ukuthi sibasize abafundi nabantu aba-applayile mangosuthu ngokuthi bona uma bebathatha bebanikeza ikhala. Thina siyangenelela ngoba informa nokuthi sihendlishe amakhuriza ababanawo. Kuba yilokho. Well, enye into esiba nenkinga yayo ukuthi umphakathi, umuntu uma e-applya, e-qualifya, usuke elindele ukuthi isikhalo uzosithola. Kanti okunye kuba ukuthi ikhala ikhona yini. I-MUT, for example, kwa Applied Sciences, i-intake yabo ayibi nkulu. And bathatha all best. So umuntu uma ethola ama results ewahlanganisa ne information ayithola ka CEO, umunye aya expect ukuthi hayi ngiya qualify ngizothathwa.
Yes.
But kuyaye kuthathwe nje the best. And then abanye ke kube ukuthi bangabuya ngonyawo olandelayo bezozama noma bazame amanye ama choices.
Maybe if you can just tell us a background, because a lot of questions, we receive quite a lot of questions even on our WhatsApp number with regards to applications. How does the application as a MUT work? Like, where does it start from the beginning? Iqala kuphi to ikuze umuntu azofakwa at MUT?
Yes, the application as a MUT for a diploma noma a bachelor's degree iqala kwa CEO.
Okay.
Umuntu ume apply kumele abheke ukuthi i-code ayisebenzisayo i-code yase MUT. Mhlawumbe sokhumbula ukuthi u-CEO usebenzisa ama universities wonke ama universities ase KZN.
Yes.
So kuyenzeka uthola ukuthi ama description wama course ayafana. Kodwa i-code ihlukeke ngokuthi le yase MUT, abase MUT aqala ngo MN kanjalo kanjalo.
Yes.
So ke i-application iqala ke kwa CEO. Then abantu base MUT abangama selectors babe ne access ye application yomuntu nomuntu. So akubi khona ukuthi umuntu ayeze ku institution as a walk in. Siyabe siba encourage abantu ukuthi ba apply ngo CEO. U admissions une call center. la siye sizame khona ukuhandisha inkinga zabo abantu abaplayile abadinga ulwazi.
Yes.
Kungaba ukuthi umuntu akathathiwe, ngabe ukuthi umuntu uthathiwe ufuna ukwazi ukuthi i-step esilandelayo yisiphi.
Yes.
So sine call center, inamba yakhona u 031 819 9299. Siphinde futhi sibe ne email yakwa inquiries uku info@mut.ac.za.
Wow.
Gonge kulowa case.
Mm. And now that let's say umuntu se receive a firm offer, how do I accept a firm offer?
Yes. Indlela yoku accept a firm offer isuke ibhaliwe ku communication uyitholayo. MUT isebenzise SMS noma i acceptance letter. Ama acceptance letters siwasenda ngama emails. Kuyona kusuke kubhaliwe ukuthi uthathiwe, uthathelwe because unikwe ne student number okuyi reference and also ama banking details ze MUT. Kuba clear ukuthi le i-account yase MUT. Iba ke ne deadline ukuthi kuthi ukuthi kumele accept ngalesi sikhathi. Uma unga acceptanga ngalesi sikhathi i-offer ke isuyinganeke zomunye umuntu. Kodwa kunye kumele ngicizelele umuntu ono NSFAS akalindelekile ukuthi yena akhokhe.
Okay.
Because uNSFAS ukhava yonke into.
Yes.
Kunye kulolu hlangothi abantu abathathelwe i-course ewupretech leka 6 months bona abangeni ohlelweni lwaka-NSFAS balindeleke ukuthi imali i-tuition fee bayikhokhe yonke isuyibhaliwe ke kwi-email noma i-acceptance letter.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Gunen. I really appreciate that answer. Now, I think let me just quickly go to some of the questions that I got here. I'm gonna just take a few. Lying wabona ipamgwam. Firstly, it was from Uminenhle Langelihle. Okadithi, how do I accept firm offer? I think usuchazile lokho. But she says she got an email from CAO. And there was no details of how to, no banking details whatsoever from the institution. She just got an email from UCAO and no firm offer from the institution. Yes, how yes. does she deal with that situation?
Yes. Uminenhle, besingamcela ukuthi athintane call center, abe na CAO number yakhe ukuze bakwazi ukumcheckela bese bayamsendela. I communication eso CAO isuke nikeze i-update nge-application. Kodwa okusuke sekumele kulandele ukuthi athole ke eyase MUT. So ke besingamcela ukuthi athintane ne-call center bazokwazi ukuthi bamsize ayithole i-acceptance letter kanye ne-SMS.
Wow. Hopefully uzwele ke Minenhle. Nangomunye, greetings. I'm Zanele Mtolo. I registered at MUT in 2024 for civil engineering, but did not study and did not cancel my registration due to some personal problems. So now I wanted to ask if it is possible to continue studying this year.
Yes, it's possible. Into ongamuthi ayenze ngoba yena usey student sase MUT. Into esingamcela ukuthi ayenze ukuthi axhumane nabakwa finance a check izinto zakhe ukuthi zimi kahle yini ohlelweni lokuregister. I-registration izovula ngomhla 19. So ke besingamcela ukuthi aphuthume asheshe abathinte ukuze uma kukhona into okumele ayenze ethinta ama-payments akwazi ukuthi ayenze by Monday kube sekuvulekile. But uhlelo lakhe luthi akadingi uku-apply ngobe seyi-student.
Seyi-student already. Yes. Seyi-student number.
Yes, correct.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kunene. From Pele, I'm not sure if this is a question. Uti, I have not even received a clear status. It says waiting for decision. Okay, how to deal with that question, Mr.
Yes. Umuntu ono waiting for decision, umuntu ono late application. Si ne assurance from ama selectors ukuthi by Friday bazobe sibaba attendile. Ngenxa yokuthi ama applications maningi abatholayo nokuthi izikhala zi limited kuye kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi bayenze i-decision nokuthi besilinde ama-results. Kodwa-ke by Friday I think bayobe sebephendule uya bonke.
All right. Okay. I think bayezwa-ke as we are continuing with some of the questions, because there's quite a number of questions. Someone was asking about walk-ins, Mr. Kunene, and I think it's a question that abantu abaningi suke befuna ukuthi bachazeleke kahle ngayo. Those people who did not apply at all at MUT, esibabona mhlawumbe sebekhona ngaphandle gateini on the date of the start of registration. How does MUT work around ama walk-ins?
Yes, MUT ayiwa accept ama walk-ins. Policy yesikole ukuthi ama walk-ins awe khontobonhlobo. Ukuze abantu basizakale, ama applicants asizakale, iMUT yenza iarrangement no CEO ukuthi umuntu ofikayo odinga uapplya uma eyaka CEO bakwazi ukuthi bamsize. Kuze kube isikhathi la kuphela khona iregistration noma kugcwale ama programs la uCEO esingasakwazi ukumsiza umuntu, ngoba mangabe sekugcwele siyaba inform ukuthi hayi ningabe sathatha ama applications kule program. So ke umuntu odinga uapply angaapply ngo CEO, angakwenza online noma akwenze in person, may decide ukuthi hayi ka CEO.
Okay. No, thank you so much. So no walk-ins are allowed registration.
Yes, no walk-ins. And siye sicela ukuthi enye yezinto yokuthi ama walk-ins angabi khona, ukuzama ukubavikela kubantu okungenzeka bangabagebenge.
Yeah, because there are situations, there are cases in previous years where we've experienced that.
Yes, that is true. Yes.
Hello guys, when does MUT, okay, akashonge igama, uthe when does MUT respond to late applications? In fact, when are IT students being responded to? Ku quiet nje.
Yes, IT we finalize ama selections wawo, ikona ibatch abayenzile izolo ezothola ama SMS today, and then kuthi le yanamhlanje nayo siphinde si conduct. So babhizi nje nawo bazowaqeda, I think latest today.
Yes. I'm just gonna take maybe one last question from the phone, our WhatsApp line there. If you still have any WhatsApp question, please send that WhatsApp message quickly as you can, as we are about to wrap up with Mr. Kunene. Uyabuza uNomfundo Sibisi uthi, hey awethu, cela ukubuza ukuthi ama returning students are registering.
Ngizocela ukuthi loyo mbuzo ngingakwazi ukuphendula kwamanje, ngoba emithingini ebikhona izolo umkhandlu wabafundi kanye no-register bathe basazocela ukuhlangana bavumelane.
Okay.
Yeah, so leyo information ngiyakholwa ukuthi iyofika la kwi-MUT radio isakazwe nakumanye ama-platforms,
social media and everything.
Yes.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Kunene. Maybe before I let you go, what advice would you give to first entering students? Maybe they applied, some did not apply, will be wanting to come to AKTN on Monday. What advice can you give to those people? And Jay, the people obani who are responsible for assisting ama students during a registration?
Yes. Mhlampe njengobona nje ngiqoke lo mfaniswano.
Yes.
Abalingani bethu esisebenza nabo ngesikhathi se-registration basuke begqoke into efana nale. Ibona abaye benalo ulwazi, futhi siyacela ukuthi nomuntu okhona ngaphakathi uma ebona umuntu ogqoke kanje amthembe ukuthi umele i-team ye-registration. I-advice engaba nayo yokuthi umuntu onga-applyanga kumele uma wa-meet requirements a-apply. Izikhala esisanazo ezakwa-engineering.
Okay.
Kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu me-apply abheke ukuthi uyawamitha yini ama-requirements ukuze unga-apply kanti le course uyi-applyele ayizoba naso isikhala. So kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu athole i-CEO ikhona ku website kanye namabhuku la MUT anayo ama requirements kuyona ni website. So umuntu may apply le into azi ukuthi amathuba okuthathwa maningi
akhona.
Yes.
And maybe lastly Mr. Kunene, I know ukuthi registration officially starts next week if I'm not mistaken. And for first year students, when do I come as a first year student? Do I come any day next week, or there's a date specifically for those students?
Ngiyabonga lo mbuzo ubale kakhulu. Kuzothi ngalo u Monday noma before Monday kuzoba ne SMS ezophuma ezoba ne link.
Okay.
Yokuthi umuntu angawazi ukuthi register online. Siya encourage into ya online. Ukuthi umuntu le SMS ezoyithola ayisebenzise eze eMUT eseregistile mhlambe esezolungisa indaba zomares noma amakhadi kanjalo nokufunda. Siya encourage ukuthi ba register online ukuze agweme indleko.
So
kodwa ke makwenzekile uma enenkinga athi the call center iyona esuke khona ikwazi ukuthi ibheke ukuthi inkinga besimsize lapho lekhona.
No, Mr. Kunene, thank you so much. I think you've covered every question that we had, even on our WhatsApp line. But for more information, they can just contact that call center. Maybe if you can just remind us of that WhatsApp, that number.
Yes, the number is a call center, our admissions, 031-819-9299.
9299.
Or email info@mut.ac.za.
No, siyabonga kakhulu Mr. Kunene. Really appreciate your time. Siyazi ukuthi isikhathi esibhizi kakhulu la kunina lesi. Thank you so much.
Thank you, siyabonga.
That was HOD waka Academic Administrations of Mr. Kunene joining us in studio namhlanje to speak to us about registration as we are preparing to register as from next week.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.